With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Rock Bottom podcast, then. Matt Sorum.
Rock Bottom, one of my favorite songs by UFO.
Rock Bottom, Rock Bottom. Super stoked to have you here.
I had a UFO fan club in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because everyone liked Led Zeppelin, but I liked rock. I liked UFO.
How come?
I don't know, just to be different. Led Zeppelin in those days was like sort of like mainstream.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, me and my buddies had UFO club.
So you have, to put it mildly, a rather impressive, you know, background. You started out, or not started out, but got known playing with the Cult, and then of course Guns N' Roses, Delta Revolver, Hall of a Vampire still, yeah, and now Deadland Rituals, mm-hmm. with none other than Geezer Butler, Frankie Perez, Steve Stevens, which we know from Billy Idol, Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. whatnot. How did this band start out? Because it is a band. It's not just a project, right? It is a band.
I stand on this one corner in Hollywood, and I have this sign. It says, hey, I'm starting a band, you know. Put an ad in the newspaper. No, that's what I used to do in Hollywood. But, no, I just, you know, I've just been very fortunate to be sort of in a circle of musicians and gotten to know a lot of guys over the years and been around for quite a while. You know, like I just got a text from Mike Inez, from Alice in Chains. But, you know, we have a lot of friendship and a lot of sort of like when we come out here, we all see each other and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Mike had a band. We were in Slash and Snake Pit together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember, and I don't know. I just, like, kind of behind the scenes, I've always been that guy that's, like, always conjuring up something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, what if we get this guy? Or
so you're the guy that, like, starts bands, not just, you know, like...
I've started a few. Yeah. Like, you know, when we did Slash the Snake Pit, me and Slash were, like, driving down this hill, and we're, like, we've written these songs. And, you know, he said, who should we get to play bass? I said, Mike Inez. Let's get Mike. He's available. You know, and stuff like that. So when this band came to fruition, I'd always liked this singer, Frankie Perez. He wasn't mm-hmm. maybe as well known as some of the rest of us, but...
You've been with Apocalyptica?
Yeah, he's been around, you know, and I've had my eye on him, and I think he's needs something that's been, you know, to be call his own vehicle, if you will, like mm-hmm. a rock and roll vehicle, musical vehicle. So as his voice and everything, which I've always appreciated, I have always been a huge fan of Steve Stevens, but I've never really had a big relationship with Geezer Butler, with the exception of I played with him once in L.A. for an event.
Mm-hmm. Like an all-star band or
yeah,
something?
Like an event thing. Mm-hmm. And then he came and joined the Hollywood Vampires when we played the Roxy.
And we'll have to name drop who else is in the Hollywood Vampires.
some pirate guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny something.
Yeah, just saw a movie with him last night.
And then these other two dudes.
Yeah, some guy from some band called...
Alice Cooper, Joe Perry.
Yeah, Aerosmith, something like that. Or the other.
Bunch of bums.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Anyway, he came and played, and we had such a blast. And then, you know, when I read that Sabbath was, you know, basically done. And, you know, you always wonder, are they really over? You know, is it really the end? You know?
But, when do one get to retire from this business?
So when I saw that, I reached out to Geezer, and I said, hey, you know, I got these two guys that, I think this combination of players could be interesting, different. Some people are like scratching their heads like, well, that's kind of a weird lineup. But I don't think so at all. I think musically, everyone's super on top of their game. And so that's how that sort of happened. And then we got started getting into the songwriting process and sent Geezer a song that Steve had written sort of as a benchmark. I said to Steve, hey, let's write something heavy, kind of in the Sabbath vein, and, you know, using that as sort of a jumping point. Right?
Okay.
And Geezer liked the song, you know, and he said, I'm in. And then we started getting together and working, and Steve went to and Steve got together, right, and things like that. And then we all got together, and then we recorded. Then we called an agent to book some shows.
Uh-huh.
Really how it happened. And now here we are in Europe. You know, we booked this, I think, the beginning of the year, sort of just to get going, you know, because we're a new band. It's very weird. It's like some guys have been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
We're a new band.
Really. Yeah.
And it brings a lot of energy that you remember when you were, like, young. Like when you were.
Do you still get starstruck, like, you know, playing with Geezer Butler?
Geezer's a hero, man. Yeah. Of course. I don't tell him that. I tell him he's great.
What was it like first rehearsals? Well, obviously you played with him once before, but, you know, being a drummer and playing with a bass player, that was, you know
just
the right.
I've played with so many amazing musicians over the years, but I'm very respectful of that.
Yeah.
See, I understand who's come before me, and I always want to be representative of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Geezer's one of those guys, you know. And I always, when he joined the band, I said to him, you know, Geezer, you know, you got the veto right. Whatever you say is cool, is cool. Whatever you don't like, just say it. Mm-hmm. And it's done.
Okay.
It's like, bah. Right? So, right?
Well, he's Geezer Butler.
I mean, why
God's
wouldn't
sake.
He? Yeah. Why wouldn't he have that right?
Yeah.
He's earned it.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know. But, you know, Geezer likes being a band guy. You know, he's like, oh, no, Matt, no, I'm in the band.
Mm-hmm.
He likes being in a unit.
But what was it like? Because he was kind of retired or semi-retired.
Well,
if
you read the article, you got over that pretty quick. It's like, you know, he was one of the, you know, he's an outdoorsy kind of guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he likes to go out and, you know, because you got to remember, when you're a musician, you've been on the road your whole life. You don't really see much.
Nope, true.
So you got to go back and enjoy those places that you've been to 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, I came here last summer and with my wife, and we tooled around. I've been to Italy 50 times, but I never seen anything.
Nope.
I never went to the Colosseum or, you know, any museums. So that was like, wow, we're on vacation. It's not like we're not on tour.
True.
So I came to Copenhagen about 3 or 4 days early, and I cruised around. Saw stuff, you know. So, yeah, we got him out of retirement, you know, and I got him on the bus. I said, when was the last time you were on a bus? He says, oh, it's about 20 years ago.
Of course.
You know, I said, well, I think you're going to like it. So I just saw him, and I said, what do you think? Because we just got the buses yesterday.
This is a really nice nightliner, though.
Yeah, and we're on another one.
Oh,
yeah.
An even nicer one.
Star coach. Star coach. Yeah. And so I just wanted to have fun. You know, and I think that's really what it is about for us. You know, if we're going to have fun and enjoy this at this particular moment in our career. 1, 2, 3.
savior. You'll go down in flames to the river. Can't believe it's shattered now. Can't believe it's shattered.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You do have a reputation as speaking your mind.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll always have you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And not in a bad way,
well,
but, you know.
There's moments in my career where maybe I was a little bit... I don't know. Maybe it got the best of me a couple of times.
Uh-huh. You think of someone in particular?
I wouldn't. Well, I'm just a human being like everybody else. And I just feel like, I don't know. I would hope that people would be that way too, but...
People are different.
I'm not a... My mom always used to say to me, son, you know, you're going to get out there in life, you're going to have to eat a little crow.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant... Keep your mouth shut sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, in retrospect, maybe there's things in the past, but I've gotten a lot more humble as I've gotten older, too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it wasn't my place in certain instances to say things, but I've always been that sort of a personality kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
you know. But nowadays, I'm just really grateful that I'm still able to do this shit.
Yeah.
You know? Play, and I'm really more about just keeping everyone happy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great, because I've been in some of the biggest bands, and there's been ups and downs, you know.
And in the biggest bands, there are also very big personalities.
Yeah, you don't want to get out there and have a shitty time.
No.
You're like, this sucks. Why does this suck?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Penthouse problems, I call them.
Yeah, it's
making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, and then you get in a situation and it sucks and you go, God. And then you realize it's not always all about the money, and it's not about this and that and the other thing. It's about feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where I am now in my life. I want to play with people that I respect and I like as people.
Yeah.
we have a little row, we make up and we apologize or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, move on.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You moved to the desert a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Why?
I just, you know, I was just ready for a break from Hollywood. I've been in Hollywood since 1979.
Uh-huh.
Just being that guy.
Yeah.
You know, going out. Hey, you know.
Since your late teens.
Yeah. Yeah. Since I was 19 years old. And I just felt like I needed, I could never really break away from it. It was a weird thing because as a drummer, you know, obviously I've been through so many bands and I've had this very interesting career about somehow morphing into these different things and being able to keep going, right? But I'll have lulls in my career where there'll be a year go by and nothing. It's like, are people not calling me because they think I'm not available or that I'm going to ask for too much money or something? But I only get in situations that seem to be maybe a little bit bigger or whatever. And when that period of time came, I really wanted to just go and get away and reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to the desert, I went to this very cool space that I have out there that's near a mountain. And, you know, I've been off drugs and alcohol now about 11 years, but I was like, me and my wife went out there. I wrote my book, which I just finished.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I spent over a year and a half writing my book.
When's that due for release?
Next year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you have a title for it?
I can't say yet. We're okay. Still dabbling in titles, but mm-hmm. We're very close. And then, so I kind of really did like a reboot of my soul and everything. And then I was really super re-energized when I got done with, well, I'm still living in the desert. I go back and forth from LA. And then when I drive into LA, it's like I'm going into it, you know? It's like
into combat.
Kind of. You know, and I go out to the desert and I'm like, oh, I drive around in my old car. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking French bulldog.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's like rock and roll problems of like, you know. But
is it the energy of the place or is it that you have changed?
It's
yourself?
Me too. And it's
you became a vegetarian too, right?
I went vegetarian for a long time, and now I bring in some other things, but mm-hmm. based on just everything I'm doing now is more of a healthy lifestyle. It puts you that way. I just want to live. You know, now it's about. My wife's a little younger. I always say, hey, you know, I want to be around for you. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't even had kids yet. You know, she wants to have kids now. And I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Then you have to stick around for
time. So you got to think about these things, you know. And I'm out here on the road. I'm drumming. And I'm like, you know, fuck, I got to stretch. I got to, you know, it's not the old days where I could throw back 2 shots of Jagger at everyone. You know,
God, no, we're not in our 50s anymore.
You know, get up there and throw that down, you know. But so, yeah, I love it. And I'm in this... you know, neighborhood that's next to this mountain that's on Indian land, Native American.
Oh.
So it's a lot of, like, very calming.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that gives me the energy to come back into this world, you know, and then, you know, I feel at home here. I feel really relaxed today. And that for me, being relaxed is getting up on stage and having a great show.
Yeah, I can understand that.
The old days, it was like, fuck, what am I going to do to, like, tear myself up? Party all night. And,
uh-huh.
You know, let me see if I can make it through the set without passing out. You know what I mean? I mean,
manager would have been so excited about
when
that.
When I went on tour with Metallica, you know, Justice for All, I remember me and Lars would just party all night, and then I would stand on stage and laugh at him from the side, you know, because I knew he was hurting. But the thing about it was, in those days, you'd sweat it out and start all over again.
Yeah.
You know, you would get up there, feel like shit. Fucking hungover and like, oh fuck. And then you'd see the crowd, and the crowd brought you all back.
Just feeding from that energy from the
crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say to people, you don't really understand. I'm really into energy and shit like that now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, like all kinds of metaphysical stuff. But energetically, what's happening up there is the transition of energy from the audience to the performer. Mm-hmm. So you're feeding off this, you know, you got to remember this, whatever amount of 30,000 people looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that that isn't sending a vibration through you that,
of course,
that transfers love and aspiration and all those sorts mm-hmm. of things.
Admiration.
Admiration, I mean. Mm-hmm. Admiration. And so, you know, you walk off filled up with all that. And in the old days, you'd be like, now what do I do? Oh, my God.
I have to stay high.
Well, that's what it was. Any performer can understand that. Yeah. They can understand that now I got to keep that going. Mm-hmm. What is that feeling that I'm mm-hmm. having? Feeling is you're high, and now I'm going to stay high. So now I'm going to go get the girl. Now I'm going to go get the. I'm going to keep drinking. I'm going to keep partying because I want mm-hmm. to keep that. And then, and yeah, the problem with that in the old days was that transferred into ego, and now I'm this. And,
yeah.
You know, I go, oh, look at me. I am the king. You yeah. know. Yeah.
And
but now
20 lines of blow later, you don't get as high as the first anyway.
Blow,
so
then you gotta fucking drink more.
Yeah.
You know, fuck.
Level it out.
So now it's like more of like, for me, it's a whole different energy. And I come off and I'm like, fuck, that was great. You know, even if I have a little bit of a mishap, I don't like relive the show.
Okay.
Like I used to go, oh fuck, I played that one song a little weird or something, you know.
So how do you handle that now?
I just kind of go, hey man.
Forgive yourself?
Yeah. All that
I'm
stuff.
I'm human.
That takes work.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know how we all are. We do that. We beat ourselves up about stuff. And,
yeah.
You know? And all that shit's just gotten easier as you get older. Mm-hmm. You learn, you know?
Of course. You have a Swedish connection, actually, this album.
We do?
Yeah. Jonas Åkerlund.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
He's so great.
Yeah. How did that come about?
Oh, he's been a friend of mine for a while, and I love him. And you know, he's a hard rock fan.
He used to be a drummer.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here with the Vampires, we were in Stockholm, and Jonas took us to his house and came mm-hmm. to the show. But then in L.A., he has a house in L.A., and we get together for dinner, and he came out and visited me in Palm Springs with his wife, Bea Åkerlund,
yep.
who's a very famous clothing designer, mm-hmm. Stylist.
Yeah.
And they're mainly known for doing a lot of pop. You know, they do Beyonce and Madonna. And,
mm-hmm.
But he's a heavy metal dude. He loves rock and roll. So I called him up. I said, hey, man, will you help us? We're just getting started. We're indie band.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, let's do a photo shoot. So he did the photos.
Really cool photos.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted it to be, you know, this, you know, he knew what to do.
Yeah.
And he did the logo, too.
Oh, okay.
That's just as an extra. You know, and it is, you know, it's gothic and it's
yeah.
old English, but it's hand-drawn by a guy here in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the raven was drawn. I got his name in my phone. Yeah. My book that I wrote is with two Swedish writers.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're here, actually.
Carl and Alex, perhaps?
No, Martin Svensson.
Oh, okay.
You know Martin?
No, I don't.
They've written a lot of books.
Cool.
And so they were two Swedish guys.
Look forward to reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to let you go and get on stage in a while. And thank you so much. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to have you.
5 hours from now.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And best of luck with everything.
Thank you. All right. Great.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.